بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, inshallah, this is our 32nd session. And بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to try to do from book 1, Medina book, we're going to try to do lesson 20. Lesson 20 is dealing with the numbers from 3 to 10. When they have a feminine ma'adud. Remember last week we said that the ma'adud is the thing that we are counting or numbering. So the adad represents the number, 3, 4, 5 or 6, and the ma'adud represents the thing that you're counting. You're saying 3 pens or 3 books or 3 houses. Okay, so last week we looked at the numbers from 3 to 10. And of course, I'm saying from 3 to 10 because the system for 3 to 10 is the system that we are studying right now. For 1 and 2, we're saying that the numbers 1 and 2 are just used as a naat to describe the thing that you're counting. So if you're counting books and you're saying 2 books, then you're saying kitabani, ithnani. So ithnani really is a naat describing kitabani. And the same thing you say kitabun, wahidun. Wahid is a naat describing kitab. So it follows the rules of na'at and man'ut. But what the system that we want to look at now, which is the actual numbering system from 3 to 10, is the system where the number comes first, the adad comes first, and the ma'adud follows it in idafa. It's mudaf ilay. And since it's mudaf ilay, then it's majroor, and it's going to take kasra. Okay, in any case, today we want to take lesson number 20. Last week we looked at the numbers with the ma'adud that's masculine, and this week we want to look at the numbers with the ma'adud that's feminine. And we said that part of the numbering system is that the adad is opposite the ma'adud, wa alaykum salam. The number is opposite the thing being numbered or counted, okay, in gender, masculine and feminine. So if the thing we're counting, as we studied last week, is masculine, the number is going to be feminine. But in this lesson today, the thing that we are counting will be feminine, so the number will be masculine. Okay? Otherwise, the system is basically the same. There are a couple of points that we're going to look at today in reference to the numbers that are special to the feminine numbers, but for the most part, it's going to be the exact same rules that we talked about last week. There's nothing really in this lesson except the numbers from 3 to 10 with a ma'adud that's feminine, with feminine things being counted. Okay, there's nothing in this lesson besides that. So really, if we learned the rules last week well, basically the rules are exactly the same. There's just a couple of variations in the number that we have to look at when we have a feminine ma'adud and the number is going to be masculine. There's just a couple of things that we're going to see in the number that changes slightly that you have to pay attention to. Otherwise, the rules are the same. The adad is opposite the ma'adud. That's what we said last week. The same rule is here. The adad, the number, is opposite the ma'adud, the thing being counted. Okay, the other thing that we said is that the adad and the ma'adud are in idafa. The adad is mudafun, and the ma'adud is mudafun ilayhi. And since it's mudafun ilayhi, it has to be majroor with kasra. That's what we said last week. Same rule applies this week. The other thing that we said is that the adad, even though the ma'adud is always majroor, we said the adad, the number, it may be marfu'un, it may be majroorun, it may be mansub. It can be any one of them. Depends on how it comes in the sentence. If it's the subject of the sentence, or the mubtada or the khabar, then it's going to be marfu'un with dhamma. But if it's the object of a preposition, if there's a preposition before the number, then the preposition always makes the noun after it majroor. So in that case, the adad is also going to be majroor because of a preposition. And likewise, if there's a verb before the adad, and it's the object of the verb, then it's going to be mansub with fatha. Okay, and these are things that we know already. We know what makes a noun majroor. We know what makes a noun mansub, and we know what makes it marfu'un, if it's the mubtada or the khabar. So, the adad, the case of the adad, is it always going to be marfoon? No. Sometimes it will be marfoon. Sometimes it will be mansoob. Sometimes it will be majroor. As far as the ma'dud, which is mudhafun ilayh, it's always going to be majroor. Okay, those are the rules that we talked about last week. And those are the same rules that we're going to see in the lesson today. Okay, so just as a quick review of the numbers that we looked at last week, for example, if the ma'dud is masculine, like kitab, for 1 and 2, the number is going to come after it as a na'at, describing it. What kind of book? One book. So you say, kitabun wahidun. Kitab is masculine, so the number is masculine. If it's two books, you say kitabani, muthanna, right? Kitabani, dual. Ithnani. So ithnan is a na'at describing the two books. It's a na'at describing it. So it comes after it. And because kitabani is masculine, ithnani is also masculine. This is for the number 1 and 2. So today we will see the same thing. If the thing that we are, the thing that we are counting, the ma'adud, is feminine, then the number is going to become feminine. Okay? So if we said sayaratun, we're not going to say sayaratun wahidun. We're going to make this feminine. It's going to be what? Wahidatun. So you say sayaratun wahidatun. Okay? Sayaratani ithnatani. Going to make it feminine. Ithnan is masculine. You got to use the feminine. Ithnatani. Okay, this is the feminine. Ithnatani. That's for 1 and 2. As far as 3 to 10, then we're going to go to the special numbering system. Okay, the number is going to come first as mudhafun. And the ma'dud, the thing being counted, is going to come second. Mudhafun ilayhi majroor. Okay, except that today we're going to see, instead of the masculine ma'dud, we're going to see a feminine ma'dud. So last week we said, for example, the number and the numbered are opposite in gender, right? So this is masculine, the number, for example, the ma'dud is kitab. Oh, and that's the thing I failed to mention also. The ma'dud from 3 to 10 is not only majroor, it's plural. It's plural majroor, jam majroor. I failed to mention this. So please make a note of this. When you're counting from 3 to 10, the ma'dud is not only mudhafun ilayhi majroor, but it's also plural. It's plural. Okay, so you have to make it plural. So this is a masculine plural, kitab, right? The plural of kitab, kutub. It's masculine. Therefore, the number is feminine, with ta marbuta. When we go to the numbers today, for a feminine ma'dud, the number is going to be masculine, so what are we going to do? We're going to take off the tarmabuta. We're going to take off the tarmabuta. If we have a feminine ma'dud, for example, we have sayyara or bint, right? What's the plural of bint? Banat. Okay, let's say banat. So banat is a feminine ma'dud. So the number, we have to make it masculine. In order to make it masculine, we're going to take the tarmabuta off. Thalathatu, we're going to make it, take off the tarmabuta and change the vowel from fatta to dhamma. But of course, it's not going to always be dhamma. Because the adad, it depends on its position in the sentence. If it's the object of a verb, then it's going to be fatta, mansub. If it's the object of the preposition, it's going to be kasra, majroor. But for now, we're just using it as marfoon, because there's nothing acting on it. There's nothing changing it. So originally, everything is going to be marfoon. Alright, so the vowel before tarmabuta is always fatta. Any word that has tarmabuta, the vowel before the tarmabuta is always going to be fatta. But if we remove it, now it's going to go back to being marfoon or mansubun or majroon, depending on how it came in the sentence. So in this sentence, there's nothing acting on it, so it goes back to marfoon. So it's going to be dhamma. Okay? But if there was a preposition here, you ila, then it will be kasra. If there was a verb, ra'itu, or darabtu, then this would be mansub with fatha. Alright, so we're going to take the tarmabuta off, and we're going to change the vowel to whatever it should be. Whether it should be dhamma, kasra, or fatha, depending on its place in the sentence. And this, for now, we're going to make it dhamma. So we take off tarmabuta, We change the last vowel to Dhamma. And then this is Mudaf and this is Mudafun Ilayh. So you have Thalathu Banatin. Thalathu Banatin. Because Banat is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Okay, so all you have to do is take off the Tarmabuta. That's it. Take off the Tarmabuta and put whatever vowel belongs there. Depending on what, how it is in a sentence. For now it's going to be Dhamma. But it could be Dhamma, could be Kasra, could be Fatha. So you say Thalathu Banatin. Okay, last week we had, for example, Arba'atu Buyutin. Buyut is the plural of bait, it's masculine, so the number is feminine. So you have Arba'atu with Tarmabuta. Arba'atu with Tarmabuta. Arba'atu Buyutin. If we have a feminine Ma'dud, Banat, then this Arba'atu, if we take off the Tarmabuta, it will be Arba'u. Without Tarmabuta. Arba'u. So it will be Arba'u. Banatin. Arba'u Banatin. This is how the numbers look here. Wahidatun, Ithnatani, Thalathun, Arba'un, Khamsun, Sittun, Saba'un, Thamani, Tis'un, Ashrun. Without Tarmabuta. Without Tarmabuta. This is how the masculine numbers look with a feminine ma'adur. Alright, so we have here what? Arba'u Banatin, instead of khamsatu aklam, aklam is masculine, plural of qalam. But if we have a feminine ma'adud like banat, then instead of having the feminine number, we're going to have a masculine number. So we change khamsatu, take off the tarmabut, it will become what? Khamsu. Khamsu banatin. Last week we had sittatu Auladin. Sittatu Auladin. But if we have a feminine ma'adud like banat, then we have to change this feminine number sittatu to what? Sittu. Take off the tarmabuta and change it to masculine number sittu banatin. Same thing here. Last week we had sab'atu abwabin. Sab'atu abwabin. Because abwab is the plural of bab. Bab is masculine, so we had a feminine number, sab'atu. But if we have a feminine ma'dud, we have to make a masculine number. So we're going to change sab'atu, take off the tarmabut, it's going to become sab'u. Sab'u banatin. Just take off tarmabuta, sab'u banatin. The number thamaniya is a number that we have to pay attention to when we look at the feminine numbers. Okay? Last week we said if we have a masculine ma'dud, like surur. Surur, which is the plural of what? Sarir, which means what? A bed. Sarir. The plural is surur. So surur is masculine. So the number have to be feminine. So the number we had last week was thamaniyatu. Sururin, thamaniyatu. But now if we have a feminine ma'adud, like banat, we have to change this number, thamaniyatu, we have to make it masculine. That means we have to take off the tarmabuta. You would think if you take off the tarmabuta, according to all the numbers that we had so far, it would become thamaniyu. But with the number thamaniya, it's not going to happen like that. It's not going to take a vowel. It's going to take sukoon. We're going to take off the tarmabuta, but this ya here is not going to take dhamma. With the feminine ma'adud, the masculine number is not going to take a dhamma. It's just going to be ya with sukoon. So you're going to say thamani, thamani banatin, thamani banatin. So with the number 8, throughout the number system in Arabic, the number 8 is going to have a lot of variations. It's going to do things that's unordinary, that's not according to the standard of the rest of the numbers. It's going to be different. So you have to pay attention to the number 8. Okay? The same rule is applying here of taking off the tarmabuta to make it masculine. The only difference is here, we're not going to put a vowel on the last letter like we did with all the rest of the numbers. We said thalathu, arba'u, khamsu, sittu, sab'u. We're not going to say thamaniyu. We're going to say thamani without a vowel. Okay, so that is something you have to pay attention to. You're just going to say thamani. Okay, otherwise it's the same. Thamani banatin. Thamani banatin. Last week we said thamaniyatu sururin. But now we're going to say thamani banatin. Okay, number 9. Last week we said tis'atu tullabin. Tis'atu tullabin. Tullab is the plural of talib. Means what? Student. Tullab is masculine. So we had a feminine number. Tis'atu. Tis'atu. With tarmabuta. Feminine number, right? But if we have a feminine ma'adud, we have to have a masculine number. Opposite. So we're going to change tis'atu to what? Tis'au. Without tarmabuta. That's it. Tis'au. All you have to remember is tis off the tarmabuta. Sab'u, tis'u, sittu, khamsu, arba'u. Just take off the tarmabuta. So we're going to make it tis'u banatin. Tis'u banatin. Wa alaykum salam. One more twist in the variation. With the number 10, last week we had asharatu rijalin. Asharatu rijalin. Rijal is the plural of what? Rajulun. Rajulun means what? A man. Rajulun is masculine, so we have to have a feminine number. So we had asharatu rijalin. Asharatu rijalin. Asharatu rijalin. 10 men. If we have a feminine, rijal is masculine. But if we have a feminine ma'adud, like banat, then we have to have a masculine number. So we have to change this number, asharatu, to masculine. How are we going to do it? Take off the tarmabuta. In that case, we would have what? Asharu. Asharu banatin. But there's one variation here. With the number 10, even though in the feminine form of the number, asharatu, asharatu, if you change it to a masculine number, the fatha on the sheen, the second letter, the fatha on the sheen, is not going to be fatha, it's going to be sukoon. So in the masculine form of the number, we have asharatu, asharatu. But in the masculine form of the number, we're going to take off the tarmabuta, and we're also going to take off the second fatha. We're going to make it ashru, ashru. Okay? Huh? I said masculine twice? Okay. Let's do it again. Last week we had a feminine, and we had a masculine ma'adud. So we had a feminine number. Right? Asharatu. Feminine number. Asharatu rijalin. But if we have a feminine ma'adud, then we have to have a number that's opposite. It has to be masculine. So we make a masculine number. Okay? So the number asharatu is feminine. We need a masculine form of asharatu. So we do what? Take off the tarmabuta. Take off the tarmabuta and also take off the second vowel, fatha on the sheen, and make it ashru. Ashru banatin. Ashru. Okay, so we have to do two things here. We have to take off the tarmabuta and also get rid of the second vowel, the vowel on the letter sheen. So instead of it being asharu, we're going to make it ashru. Ashru banatin. Okay, so to review quickly. And then we'll read the notes, and then we'll take questions, and then we'll go into the lesson, inshallah. The masculine ma'adud, counting something that's masculine, like kitab, bab, rajul, walad, something that's masculine, has to have a feminine number. The feminine number has tarmabuta. So for example, we have the number what? Falathatu, with tarmabuta. Arba'atu, with tarmabuta. خمسةُ ستةُ سبعةُ ثمانيةُ تسعةُ عشرةُ feminine number, right? For masculine ma'adud. All of them have ta marbuta. Now, if the ma'adud is feminine, then we have to have a masculine number. To make the numbers masculine that we had last week, you just take off tarmabuta. That's all you have to do is take off tarmabuta. The number becomes masculine. Except that the number 8, when you take off the tarmabuta, you're also going to make the last letter, instead of a vowel, it's going to be sukoon. Okay, instead of a vowel for the number thamaniyatu, we're going to make it thamani. We're not going to say thamaniyu like we did with the rest of the numbers. We're not going to put a vowel on the end. We're going to put sukun. Okay, for the number 10, after you take off the tamabuta, we're also going to change the second letter from a vowel letter to a sukun letter, second letter. So instead of asharu, we're going to say ashru. Ashru. That's it. For the number 10 and the number 8, you have to pay attention. There's a little variation here. The second letter in the feminine number, asharatu, is not going to take a vowel on the second letter. When you take off the taramabuta, you're also going to take off the vowel from the second letter and make it ashru. Alright, that's basically it. Alright, so otherwise, the number system that we studied last week and the rules concerning it are the same. First rule is the number and the thing being numbered have to be opposite, masculine, feminine. They have to be opposite. The thing you're counting is masculine, the number has to be feminine. The thing you're counting is feminine, the number has to be masculine. Second thing, the relation between the adad and the ma'adud is the relationship of al-idafa. The adad is mudafun, the ma'adud is mudafun ilayhi. It's connected to it in idafa. And the mudafun ilayhi always is majroor, taking kasra. Okay, so the ma'adud, the thing that you're counting, is always going to be majroor. As far as the adad, it can have any case ending. It can be marfoon, mansoobun, or majroorun. Okay, so even though we're saying it with dhamma, it's not always going to be dhamma. The adad could take fatta, could take kasra. If it's the object of a preposition, it'll take kasra, it'll be majroor. If it's the object of a verb, it will take fatta, it will be mansub. Okay? So, in reference to the case ending, the adad, the mudaf, it can take any case ending, fatta, kasra, or dhamma. But the ma'adud, the mudaf and ilayhi, is always going to be majroor with kasra. And the last thing is that the ma'adud, not only is it majroor, because of idafa, because it's mudaf and ilayhi, it's also jam'a. It's plural. Okay, so you have to use a plural word with the numbers from 3 to 10. You have to use a plural, ma'adud. The thing that's counting, you have to change bab to abwab, kitab to kutub, rajul to rijal, and so on. Okay, if it's feminine, then you have bint, banat. Ukht would be what? Akhawat. Naam. Sayyara? Sayyarat. Naam, like this. Alright? Okay, let's read the key, the English key in the back of the book, and then, inshallah, we'll take any questions that we have. Lesson number 20. English key in the back of the book. English key is on page 53. Lesson number 20, English key in the back of the book, page 53. Okay, it says, lesson 20, in this lesson, we learn the number from 3 to 10 with feminine ma'adud. What do we mean by ma'adud? What does that mean? The thing being counted. The thing being counted or the thing being numbered. 3, books. Books is the ma'adud. We have already learned these numbers. Yani from 3 to 10, we have already learnt them with masculine ma'adud. For example, thalathatu abna'in, 3 sons. Thalathatu abna'in. Abna' is the ma'adud. It's masculine. Therefore, the number has to be feminine. Thalathatu wa tarmabuta. That's what we had last week in lesson 19. Now, if the ma'adud is feminine, the ta marbuta at the end of the number is omitted. For what? Why is it omitted? To make the number masculine. To make the number masculine with a feminine ma'adud. Because the adad and the ma'adud have to be opposite in gender. Alright? So what we have here, if you look on the left column first, on the left side of the page, alaykum salam, you will see the numbers are all masculine because they're with feminine ma'adud. On the right column, we see from last week the numbers that are feminine because they have masculine ma'adud. So, the right column on the right side of the page are feminine numbers with masculine ma'dud. And the left column on the left side of the page are masculine numbers with feminine ma'dud. Alright, so let's look at them and see what happens with the numbers that we had last week with masculine ma'dud. When we change it to a feminine ma'dud, what happens to the number? Okay, so for example, we have three sons. We have thalathatu abna'in. Thalathatu abna'in. Abna'in is the plural of what? Ibn. Ibn. That's masculine. So the number is feminine. Thalathatu abna'in. Thalathatu is mudafun and abna'in is mudafun ilayhi majroor. Now let's look at a feminine ma'dud, banatin. The number, since banatin is feminine, the number has to be masculine. So what did we do? We took thalathatu, we deleted the tarmabuta, and we made the number instead of thalathatu, thalathu. Thalathu banatin. Thalathu banatin. All we did was take off the tarmabuta and join it back in idafa again with a feminine ma'dud. Thalathu banatin. Okay, down the line to arba, four sons or four sisters. For sons, the word is ikhwa. Ikhwa is the plural of what? Akh, akh. Akh is masculine. So we have a feminine number, arba. That should be arba'atu. If there's a sukun on your page, it should be arba'atu, not sukun. It should not be a sukun. Should be arba'atu. If it's a sukun, it should not be a sukun, it should be a fatha. On the ayn. On the ayn. Ara ba'atu. On the ayn. The ayn should have a fatha. Ara ba'atu ikhwatin. Ara ba'atu ikhwatin. If we change the ma'adud to feminine, akhawat. Akhawat is the plural of what? Ukht. Ukht is feminine. So we have to have a masculine number. So we got to change this number from arba'atu, take off the tarmabuta, and we get what? Arba'u. Arba'u. Arba'u akhawatin. Arba'u akhawatin. Arba'u is a masculine number because akhawat is feminine. Okay? Akhawatin is mudafun ilayhi majroor. Wa alaykum as-salam. Okay, next one. We have five fathers and five mothers. Fathers, the word for fathers is aba. And aba is the plural of what? Ab. And ab is masculine. So the number has to be feminine. So we have five fathers. Khamsatu aba'in. Khamsatu aba'in. Five fathers. If we go to mothers, mothers is ummahat, ummahat. Ummahat is the plural of what? Um is feminine. So the number has to be masculine. So we change the number khamsatu to a masculine number. We take off tarmabuta. From khamsatu we get khamsu. Khamsu ummahatin. Khamsu ummahatin. Five mothers. And again, khamsu is mudafun. Ummahat is mudafun ilayhi majroor. Going down, we have six men, six women. The word for men is rijal. Rijal is the plural of? Rajul. Rajul is masculine. So the number has to be feminine with tarmabuta. So we have the number sittatu rijalin. Sittatu rijalin. Sittatu is a feminine number because the ma'adud, rijal, is masculine. But what if we have a feminine ma'adud, like nisa'in? So nisa' is the plural of what? Imra'ah. Imra'atun. Imra'atun. Or al-mar'atu. If you have alif lam. So, imra'ah and nisa' are feminine. Therefore, the number has to be masculine. So we have to take this feminine number that we had for sittatu rijalin, we have to change sittatu and make it masculine. So we take off the tarmabuta and we have what? Sittu. Sittu nisa'in. Sittu nisa'in.
From sittatu rijalin, we get sittu nisa'in. Going down to seven. Seven students, male students. Or seven lady students, female students. So for seven male students, we have tulab. Tulab is the plural of? Talib. Talib is masculine. So the number has to be feminine. The number has to be opposite, feminine. So we have a feminine number, sab'atu tulabin. Sab'atu tulabin. Naam. Again, the number, the adad, is mudafun, and the ma'adud is mudafun ilayhi majroor. So tulabin is majroor because it's mudafun ilayhi. And this is the number system from 3 to 10. The adad and the ma'adura in idafa, mudafun and mudafun ilayhi. So we have sab'atu tulabin, but if we change tulab to the feminine students, we have talibat. And talibat is the plural of what? Talibatun. Talibatun. Naam. Talibatun is feminine. So we have to get a masculine number. So we change sab'atu with tarmabuta. Take off the tarmabuta and make it sab'u talibatin. Sab'u talibatin. Naam. On the number seven? No, the number seven has sukoon on the ba. Now, it remains like this. Sab, that's a sukoon. Sab, atu. In the feminine, sab'u. Sab'u. Now, sab'u talibatin. As far as eight, okay, we have eight houses or eight rooms. House is masculine, room is feminine. So, eight room, houses, I mean, we have the word buyut. Buyut is the plural of? Bait. And bait is masculine, so the number has to be feminine. So we have a feminine number with tarmabuta. Thamaniyatu buyutin. Thamaniyatu buyutin. Thamaniyatu is a feminine number because buyut is masculine. Thamaniyatu buyutin. Eight houses. If we change buyut to a feminine word, we have guraf. Guraf is the plural of what? Huh? Gurfa. Gurfatun. Naam. Gurfatun. Gurfatun is plural as guraf. Guraf. Alright? So guraf is from gurfatun. Gurfatun is feminine. So we need a masculine number. So we have to change the masculine number thamaniyatu that we had with buyutin. Thamaniyatu, we have to make it from feminine to masculine. So we take off the tarmabuta and we have thamani without a vowel on the last letter. This is where there's a variation. Normally we have a vowel on the last letter, like we have in thalathu, arba'u, khamsu, sittu, sab'u. But with thamani, we don't have thamaniyu. We have just thamani with sukoon. So this is a variation that you have to pay attention to. Check that number, underline it, circle it or something. So that you remember that the masculine number for thamaniyatu is thamani. Without any vowel on the last letter. Thamani gurafin. Thamani gurafin. Eight rooms. Note that thamani has sukoon on the last letter. So this is a variation from the changing of numbers from feminine numbers to masculine numbers. The other numbers all have a vowel on the end. But thamani has no vowel on the end. There's also another variation with the number thamaniya that we'll see in a moment, inshallah. But for now, just remember that number 8 has a variation that goes away from the normal rule. Okay, after this, we don't see in the study guide here 9, but in any case, the number 9 should be, from what we had last week, it would be, for example, tis'atu tulabin, or tis'atu buyutin, or tis'atu ikhwatin. Tis'atu. But if we have a feminine number like banat, a feminine ma'adud like banat, then we have to change the number tis'atu from a feminine number to a masculine number, it will become tis'u. Tis'u banatin. Tis'u banatin. Okay, so that's the normal standard rule. And the last number is 10. Last week, for example, we had 10 men or 10 women. Last week we had 10. Asharatu rijalin. Asharatu rijalin. So we had rijal, which is the plural of rajul, and rajul is masculine, so we had a feminine number. Asharatu rijalin. If we change the ma'dud from a masculine ma'dud to a feminine ma'dud, from rijal to nisa, then we have to change the number from a feminine number to a masculine number. So we have ashru nisa'in. And again, there's a slight variation in the masculine number ashru. Yani when we changed it from asharatu, we took off the tarmabuta, which is the standard rule, but now we also took off the fatah from the second letter, from the sheen. So instead of saying for the masculine number asharu, we're just saying ashru. Ashru, with sukoon on the sheen, the second letter of the number ashru, as sukoon. Okay, so this is a slight variation in the masculine number from asharatu to ashru. But otherwise, you take off the talmabuti like you normally do, and also take off the fatah from the second letter of the sheen and make it ashru. And the note says, note that asharatu, yani the feminine number, has fatah on the sheen, and ashru, the masculine number, has sukoon. And finally, the last thing on the bottom of the page is the feminine of wahidun is wahidatun. And the feminine of ithnani is ithnatani. Ithnani, ithnatani. So you say, for example, li ukhtun wahidatun. Ukhtun is feminine, so the number has to be feminine. Because 1 and 2, the adad and the ma'adud are the same. They are not opposite. They are the same for the numbers 1 and 2. So you have ukhtun wahidatun. Or li ukhtani ithnatani. Ukhtani ithnatani. Ukhtani is feminine, so ithnatani is the feminine form of the number ithnan. Ithnan, ithnatan. Okay, so this is what we're going to cover in this lesson. Any question about the numbers? From last week or this week? Okay, so again, this number system is for the most part completely new to us, okay? I mean, last week is the first time we looked at these numbers. For most of us, some of us we have seen them before. But last week is the first time we looked at the numbers in this class. And this week we are basically really reviewing what we studied last week, but we're reviewing it by changing the ma'adud from a masculine ma'adud to a feminine ma'adud. And all that does is, last week when we had a masculine ma'adud, the number was feminine. So this week we have a feminine ma'adud, so the number is masculine. It's just opposite. That's all you gotta remember. Opposite, masculine and feminine. The number and the thing being numbered. The adad and the ma'adud have to be opposite in gender. The relation between them is idafa, mudafun, mudafun ilay. The mudafun can take any vowel, fatha, kasra, or dhamma, depending on if it's following a preposition, following a verb, subject of the sentence, mubtada, khabar, whatever. It can take any vowel depending on its position in the sentence. It could be fatha, could be kasra, could be dhamma. But as far as the ma'adud is mudafun ilayhi, it has to always be majroor. So we say that the ma'adud is jam' plural and majroor, genitive case. Jam' majroor. Okay, as far as the vocabulary, on the next page, 54, we have the vocabulary. On the right side of the right column, we have kalimatun, kalimatun, and its plural is kalimatun. Okay, it's a sound feminine plural. Kalima, just add fatta, take and change the tarmabuta to a open ta maftuha. Kalimatun, kalimatun. The next word we have magazine, huh? Majallatun, majallatun, with shadda on the lam. Majallatun means a magazine or a journal. Majallatun. It's plural. It's not written here, but its plural is a feminine sound plural. So what would it be if we make it into a plural? Take off the tarmabuta and put مجلات with a شد on the lamb. مجلات sound feminine plural. Okay, the next one is a letter, letter of the alphabet, not a letter that you write to somebody. A letter that you write to somebody is a risala. This is not a letter that you write, this is a letter of the alphabet. Letter of the alphabet is called harfun. Harf with sukoon on the ra. Harfun. Its plural is hurufun. Hurufun. Okay, going over to the left column, we have the country Indonesia, and this word is pronounced Indonesia with two long vowels. Indonesia. Indonesia. Okay, after that we have the word for room, which is gurfatun. Gurfatun with sukoon on the ra. Gurfatun. And its plural is guraf. 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 Fu'al. After that we have the word for lesson. Like our lesson for today, it is darsun, darsun with sukoon on the ra, and its plural is durusun, durusun, darsun, durusun. Like harfun, hurufun. And the last word is the paternal uncle, ammun, and its plural is a'mam, af'al, ala wazn af'al, a'mamun, ammun. A'mamun. That's for a paternal uncle. That's your father's brother. As far as your mother's brother, maternal uncle, the word for it is what? Khalun. Naam. MashaAllah. Tayyib. Alright, so this is the end of the key. There's five exercises in this lesson. First two are just reading and writing. And the next three require a little bit of work. Slight amount of work. Inshallah, we should try to complete all of them today. Let's read the dialogue in the Arabic section of the book on page 109. Page 109. Page 109, Arabic section of the book. Okay, on the top of the page we have Ad-Darsu Al-Ishruna. Ad-Darsu Al-Ishruna. And hopefully, we're learning these numbers, how to write the numbers. You see the number in parenthesis there, besides the words, Ad-Darsu, Al-Ishruna. You see the number 2 and the number 0. Ithnan and Sifr, Ishruna. As we read this dialogue, normally what we are trying to do with the dialogue is improve our reading ability, recognizing the words, pronouncing the sounds. I'm trying to comprehend the meaning of what we're reading. Yani by number one, knowing, memorizing the vocabulary, the meaning of the words, and number two, understanding the grammatical structures so that we can understand exactly what's being said in an accurate manner. And also we're looking at especially the grammatical points from this lesson, which is related to the numbers from 3 to 10, especially. Alright, so let's read through it, inshallah. It's very brief. It just has, you know, a lot of sentences dealing with numbers. But pay attention to the numbers that are masculine, having feminine ma'adud, and the numbers that are feminine with masculine ma'adud. Remember that they have to be the opposite, and they also have to be mudawful ilayhi and plural. The number has to be majroor and jam, plural. Okay, Layla says, Ya Salma, afi fasliki talibatun من الصين واليابان أفي فصلك طالبات. Okay, back to page 109, lesson number 20, dialogue. Well, we just started anyway, so we'll go back to the beginning of the dialogue. Layla says, يا سلمى أفي فصلك طالبات من الصين واليابان. Okay, يا سلمى أَفِي فَصْلِكِ طَالِبَاتٌ. What does this mean? أَفِي فَصْلِكِ طَالِبَاتٌ. نعم. Are there in your classroom female students من الصين واليابان? From China. الصين is China. اليابان is Japan. Salma says نعم. في فصلنا في فصلنا خمس طالبات من الصين وأربع طالبات من اليابان وثماني طالبات من إندونيسيا. Okay, what is the meaning? نعم في فصلنا خمس طالبات من الصين. نعم yes. In our class في فصلنا خمس طالبات, five female students from China, وأربع طالبات من اليابان. Four and four female students from Japan. What thamani talibat min Indonesia? And eight female students from Indonesia. Thalath is three, thamani is eight. طيب. Layla says, "Afi faslina." I mean, wa fi faslina thalathu talibat min al Hindi. وست طالبات من الفلبيني وسبع طالبات من تركيا. Okay, what is the meaning? في فصلنا ثلاث طالبات من الهندي. In our class, there are three female students from India. وست طالبات من الفلبين. And six female students from the Philippines. وسبع طالبات من تركيا. And seven female students from Turkey. طيب. Salma says, كم أختا لك يا ليلى? How many sisters do you have? كم أختا, not كم أختا عندك. كم أختا لك يا ليلى? How many sisters do you have, O ليلى? ليلى says, لي ثلاث أخوات, meaning I have three sisters. Three أخوات. أخوات is the plural of what? أخت. وكم أخا لك? How many brothers do you have? لي خمسة إخوة, meaning I have brothers. Notice that in her previous answer she said ثلاث أخوات, masculine number, feminine معدود. Here she said خمسة إخوة, feminine number, masculine معدود. Salma says ليلى says لي خمسة إخوة, and Salma says لك ثلاث أخوات وخمسة إخوة. لك ثلاث أخوات وخمسة إخوة. What is the meaning? نعم, you have three sisters and five brothers. ليلى says نعم. وكم أخا وأختا لك? نعم yes, and how many brothers and sisters do you have? سلمى says لي أربعة إخوة وأربع أخوات. I have four brothers and four sisters. أربعة feminine number, إخوة masculine معدود. أربع masculine number, أخوات feminine معدود. ليلى says لي زميلة اسمها خديجة لها ثمانية إخوة وثماني أخوات. Meaning ما شاء الله. I have a classmate, her name is خديجة, اسمها خديجة, لها ثمانية إخوة. ثمانية is feminine number for إخوة masculine معدود. وثماني أخوات. ثماني is masculine number for feminine معدود. نعم. Okay, so this is really just a review of both types of numbers, but the concentration here, of course, are on the masculine numbers with feminine معدود, because that's what we're taking in this lesson. But we see here also some comparison between arba'atu ikhwatin and arba'u akhwatin and thamaniyatu ikhwatin and thamani akhwatin. So we see the difference between the use of the numbers 4 and the use of the numbers 2 when they have masculine or feminine ma'adud. Okay, turn the page to 110. And this is a reading exercise, which basically is just for us to start familiarizing ourselves with the numbers, and a person should try to memorize these numbers and practice them as much as possible. Okay, tamarin. What is the meaning of tamarin?
Exercises.
Labas, labas. Tamarin is the plural of what? Tamreen. Tamreen means exercises. It's the plural of tamreen, which means exercise. Okay. Exercise number one. Tamreen al-awwal. Or tamreen rakam wahid. Iqra waktub. Read and write. Iqra with sukoon on the hamza. Waktub with sukoon on the ba. Okay. Let's read them. Going down the line. From first. Abdul Karim. Naam, thalathu talibatin. Talibatin is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Thalathu talibatin. Naam, Hanif. Naam, going down. Number 4.
Arba'u talibatin.
Masculine number, feminine ma'adud. Naam. Ibrahim. Khamsu talibatin. 5 female students. Khamsu is masculine number. Talibatin feminine ma'adud. Naam, Ahmed.
Sittu
talibatin. Sittu masculine number, adad. Talibatin feminine ma'adud. Sittu talibatin. Talibatin is jam' plural and it's majroor. Talibatin. Naam, Bilal. 7. Jayid. Sab'u talibatin. The number, the adad is masculine. The ma'adud talibat is feminine. Jam' plural majroor genitive case. Naam. Number 8. Thamani talibatin. Thamani is the masculine number because talibatin is feminine. Ma'adud. Naam. Naam. Tis'u talibatin. Tis'u talibatin. 9 female students. Tis'u is masculine. How do we know it's masculine? How do we know this number is masculine?
No
tarmabuta. Masculine number, you have to take off the tarmabuta. Tis'u talibatin. Talibat is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Number 10. Ashru talibatin. Talibatin is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Ashru talibatin. 10 female students. Okay, somebody tell me, what's the rule for the number 10? That's a variation. What's the variation number 10? Ahmed. Naam, when you change the number from masculine, ashara to, when you change it, I mean from feminine number, ashara to masculine, you have to take off the taramabuti, which is normal, but in addition to that, you have to take off the fatha from the second letter, the sheen, and make it a sukoon. So, asharatu with 3 fathas, ashara, asharatu becomes ashru. When you take off the taramabuti, also take off the fatha from the sheen, ashru. Taib, what about the number 8? What is the variation in the number 8? Naam, Ibrahim. Taib, you take off the tarmabuta from thamaniyatu, take off the tarmabuta, and also take the vowel off the last letter. The ya does not take a vowel, it's sukoon, sakin. You have to put a sukoon there, okay? So you say thamaniyatu for a feminine number, but if you have a masculine number, you say thamani. Thamani.
Okay, there's one more thing that I want to make a note of. The number thamaniyatu, the number thamaniyatu that we had last week, right? Thamaniyatu. We said to make it masculine, from this feminine number to masculine, you say you have to take off the tarmabuta. Right? Becomes thamani, and also you make the last letter sukoon. So we say, we don't put a vowel, we say thamani. Right? Also, if the numbers don't have any mudafa ilayh, if they're not an idafa, the reason why all these numbers, right, masculine or feminine, thalathatu, arba'atu, khamsatu, or thalathu, arba'u, khamsu, the reason why they don't have tanween on those numbers is because of what? Because they're an idafa. And the mudaf never takes alif, lam, or tanween. But if they're not an idafa, then these numbers can take tanween. Then these numbers can take tanween. So for example, we would have thalathun, arba'un, khamsun, sittun, sab'un, skip 8, tis'un, ashrun. As far as 8, the number 8, if it's not an idafa, then not only it doesn't have a vowel on the last letter, the last letter, the ya, is deleted. And the noon at the end takes tanween. The noon at the end takes tanween. The ya is deleted. It's mahdoof. So in that case, if it's not an idafa, when it will take tanween, when the numbers are not an idafa, they take tanween. So you say arba'atun or arba'un, khamsatun, khamsun, sittatun, sittun. They take tanween. The reason why there's no tanween in those numbers is because they're an idafa. And the mudafa never takes alif, lam, or tanween. But if they're not an idafa, those numbers would take tanween. So you say wahidatun or wahidun. Okay? As far as the number thamaniya though, this is another variation of number thamaniya. Even though it takes tanween if it's not an idafa, but that tanween is going to be two kasras. Not because it's majroor. It's marfoon. But the ya is deleted. So in this case, the number thamaniyatun or thamani, if it's not an idafa, you're going to say thamanin. Thamanin. Okay? If it is a feminine number, you're going to say thamaniyatun. But if it's a masculine number, you're going to delete the tarmabuta, and you're also going to delete the ya at the end of it. It's going to take two kasras, even though it's marfoon. So you say, thamanin. So if you see that somewhere, don't be surprised. Don't imagine if you see the number 8 with two kasras, with tanween, don't imagine that it's majroor. It's not majroor. Rather, it is marfoon, but it is a taqdeer, where you say that it is marfoon, walamatu rafa'ihi dhamma ala al-ya al-mahzufa. Yani it's dhamma on the ya that is deleted. We understand it's taqdiri. But this is advanced i'rab. Don't be concerned about it now. I just want you to know that there is some explanation for it. But we say it's marfoon. The sign that it's marfoon is dhamma. Yani muqaddara, that is understood. Ala al-ya, the ya that is mahzufa, deleted. Dhamma muqaddara. Yani it's a dhamma that we don't see it, but we understand that it's there. Because it is the dhamma that should be on the ya that is deleted. That is advanced i'rab that we are not responsible for at this point, but I'm just mentioning it just as a note. Alright, so these are the numbers from 3 to 10 in the first exercise. Second exercise, we're going to see them in sentences. In the first exercise, we just see the numbers, adad and ma'dud. But now we're going to see them in sentences. And when we see them in sentences, then it's possible in a sentence that the adad, the mudaf, it's possible that it might not always be marfoon. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It might be marfoon. Let the brother get a chair over there. It might be marfoon,
But then again, it might not be marfoon. It might be mansub, it might be majroor. You are welcome. طيب بارك الله فيك اللهم يسر لك أمورك اللهم يسر لك أمورك. All right, exercise number 2. التمرين الثاني. التمرين الثاني. Second exercise. اقرأ واكتب. اقرأ والسكون on the همزة. اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. Okay. نعم. أحمد. It's alright. Let me finish first. نعم. You like a computer now, huh? when you type in your computer, you got automatic fix the words. Automatic just fix the words. You know, you typing something, it's changing it while you typing. طيب طيب. We are advancing right along, mashallah. طيب. Read it again. نعم في بيتنا ثلاث غرف. What is the meaning? In our house there are three rooms. في بيتنا. بيتنا is مجرور because of what? Because of في حرف جر. في بيتنا ثلاث غرف. ثلاث غرف. غرف is the plural of what? غرفة. غرفة. نعم بتاء مربوطة. غرفة. غرف. طيب number 2. عبد الكريم.
في الجامعة عشر حافلات.
نعم في الجامعة عشر حافلات. حافلات is the plural of what؟ ها؟ حافلة. I didn't hear what you said. حافلة. Yeah, حافلة. نعم حافلة. What is the meaning of حافلة؟
Bus.
نعم bus. نعم في الجامعة عشر حافلات. نعم meaning in the university there are 10 buses. Is that so? Does anybody know how many buses are in the Islamic University of Medina? 10? Way more than that. It's way more than 10 buses. Way more than 10 buses. Maybe it was 10 buses then when this book was written about 50 years ago. Yeah, 10 buses won't carry that many students. Alaykum salam. Anyway, in the old days it probably was 10 buses, back in the 50s or something. When the university opened 50 years ago, it probably was 10 buses. Huh? It's big, it's tremendous. It's big, Akhi. SubhanAllah. You can't walk from one end to the other unless you're a young man in your 20s. Now, number 3. Hanif.
ثماني
مدرسات. نعم مدرسات is the plural of what?
مدرس.
مدرسات. نعم مدرسة. مدرسة is the feminine of مدرس. مدرس means what? A teacher. The feminine is مدرسةٌ. And the plural of مدرسة is مدرسات. مدرسات. مدرسات is feminine. Therefore the number has to be masculine. Therefore the number has to be masculine. ثماني. Remember the masculine number we said? Doesn't have any vowel in the end. ثماني مدرساتٍ. في هذه المدرسة ثماني مدرسات. What does that mean?
In this school, we have eight female teachers.
In this school, we have 8 female teachers. Number 4.
إبراهيم.
عباس له سبع بنات.
نعم عباس له سبع بنات. Is there somebody in there? Maybe there's somebody in there, brother. I think there's somebody there. Huh? 1:30. Okay, عباس له سبع بنات. What does this mean? Yeah, Abbas has seven girls or seven daughters. Abbas lahu sab'u banat. Banat is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Sab'u banatin mudafun mudafun ilay. Number five. Number five. Bilal. Naam. Dajajatin. What is the meaning of dajajatin?
Chickens.
Chickens. What is the singular of dajajat? Dajajatun. It sound feminine plural. Dajajatun. Dajajatun. Sab'u dajajatin. Fi baytina tis'u. Tis'u dajajatin. What is the meaning? In our house there are nine chickens. Number six. Now, question? Okay, go ahead. Now, في الجامعة خمس كليات. كليات is the plural of what? كلية. كلية, which means? College or faculty. What is the meaning? في الجامعة خمس كليات. In the university, there are five colleges or five faculties. The faculty of Kulliyatul Hadith, Kulliyatul Quran, Kulliyatul Lugha Al-Arabiyya, wa Kulliyatul Sharia, wa Kulliyatul Da'wa. Naam. Seven. Dukri.
Fil Mustashfa, Ashru, Tabibatin, وأربع
ممرضات. ممرضة ضاد. ممرضة. نعم. في المستشفى عشر طبيبات وأربع ممرضات. What is the meaning?
In this hospital, there are ten doctors and four nurses.
طيب. Which kind of doctors? Male or female?
Female doctors.
10 in this, in the hospital, في المستشفى, talking about a particular hospital, in the hospital, there are عشرو, with سكون on the sheen, عشرو طبيبات, 10 female doctors, وأربع ممرضات, and four female nurses. Number 8, Hanif. له. بنات فتى نعم خالد له ثلاثة أبناء وأربع بنات ثلاثة feminine number for أبناء masculine معدود أربع masculine number for بنات feminine معدود نعم what is the meaning خالد له ثلاثة ثلاثة أبناء وأربع بنات.
خالد
has three sons
and four daughters.
نعم. Number nine.
لي خمس إخوة وست أخوات.
Read it again.
لي خمس.
خمس.
خمسة.
أيوة خمسة. نعم إخوة is masculine right so the number has to be what feminine خمسة لي خمسة إخوة وست أخوات أخوات is feminine so ست has to be masculine what is the meaning
I have five brothers and six sisters
next page page 111 top of the page number 10 شيخنا نعم
في هذه الكتاب
درس أو دروس؟
دروس.
نعم، في هذا الكتاب 10 دروس. What is the meaning?
This kitab.
In this book.
Ten.
Durus is the plural of what?
Durus plural of.
Who knows? Dars. Yeah. What does dars mean?
Lesson.
In this book, there are 10 lessons. في هذا الكتاب. Why is it الكتابي? بدل for هذا, which is the object of the preposition في. في هذا الكتابي 10 دروس. Notice the 10 دروس is مضاف إليه. دروس is جمع plural مجرور genitive. جمع مجرور. The معدود is always plural and مجرور. Number 11. بلال.
لنا.
طيب لنا 4 أعمام مجرور plural مجرور 4 أعمام وخمس عمات مجرور plural. What is the meaning of أعمام? أعمام is the plural of what?
أم.
That's your paternal uncle. And عمات is the plural of what?
Ammatun
with tarmabuta, which means your what? Aunt, paternal aunt. Naam. So what is the meaning? Lana 4 amamin wa 5 ammatin. We have 4 uncles and 5 aunts from our father's side, huh? Yeah, lana. We have number 12. Ahmed. نعم في بلدي 5 جامعات. جامعات is the plural of what?
جامعات.
Sound feminine plural from جامعة. جامعات. 5 جامعات. جامعة is feminine, so the number is masculine. 5 جامعات. جمع مجرور. جامعات, the معدود is always plural مجرور. نعم. What is the meaning? Naam. In my country, there are 5 universities. Number 13, Abdul Karim.
في ذلك الدرس
بدل. ثماني كلمات مضاف إليه. ثماني والسكون. كلمات جديدة. Is feminine singular. Why? نعت منعوت. But shouldn't, if كلمات is plural, why shouldn't جديد be plural? غير عاقل. نعم. Number 14. حنيف. عندي 3 مجلات. ثلاث مجلات meaning عندي with me I have 3 magazines. We're going to stop here until after Salat, inshallah. Time for making sunnahs. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wala wa ba. Okay, inshallah we're going to return to our lesson that we began before the Salat, lesson number 20, it's our 32nd session. We finished exercise number 2, so we're going to do exercise number 3 now. And inshallah we'll try to finish this lesson today. Just to remind us what we were doing before the Salat, lesson number 20 is dealing with the numbers from 3 to 10, when they have a feminine ma'adud. Remember we said that the word adad, it means number, and ma'adud means the numbered or the thing being counted. And last week in lesson 19, we had the same exact
lesson, except that we had masculine ma'dud, so the numbers were feminine. So last week we had thalathatu, arba'atu, khamsatu, sittatu, sab'atu, thamaniyatu, tis'atu, asharatu. Because the ma'dud last week that we were working with was masculine, so the number was feminine. This week we have feminine ma'dud, so we have a masculine number. The masculine numbers are derived from the numbers that we had last week by deleting the ta marbuta on the end of the number. So instead of thalathatu, we have thalathu. Instead of arba'atu, we have arba'u. Instead of khamsatu, we have khamsu. Instead of sittatu, we have sittu. Instead of sab'atu, with ta marbuta, we have sab'u, without the ta marbuta. Instead of thamaniyatu, we have thamani, with a sukoon on the last letter. No vowel, sukoon, thamani. Instead of tis'atu, we have tis'u. Instead of asharatu, we have ashru, with sukoon on the sheen, no fatta, ashru. We also said that these numbers don't have tanween or alif lam because they're in idafa. The numbers, the adad and the ma'adud are in idafa. So the mudafun, the number, doesn't take tanween because it's in idafa. And the ma'adud is mudafu ilayhi, so it must be majroor. And it's also plural. It's plural majroor. Jam majroor. We said though if these numbers are not in idafa, then they do take tanween. They can take alif lam or tanween. So if they have tanween, for example, we would say thalathun, arba'un, khamsun, sittun, sab'un, thamanin, tis'un, and ashrun. Thamanin, we said that there's a variation here in the number. We don't say thamaniyun, but rather we say thamanin. And that is because the ya at the end of the number is deleted. So the tanween at the end is an indication of a deletion here. So originally, the ya that is originally in that word is deleted. So we say that famanin is marfu'un. The sign that it's marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara. Dhamma that is understood to be there. Dhamma muqaddara. Ala ya al mahdufa. On the ya that's deleted. The ya is not there. So this tanween on the end is indicating that there's a deletion. It's not indicating that it's majroor. Indicating that there's a deletion. Okay? So in any case, just pay attention to the number thamani. When it is in the feminine form of the number, you have thamaniyatu. In the masculine form of the number, you have without the tarmabuta, thamani, with sukoon on the ya. If it's not in the idafa, you have thamanin, thamanin, with kasratain. Okay, that's what we talked about before Salat. We went through some of the exercises. We said that the numbers 1 and 2 are not on this system. Rather, the numbers 1 and 2 come after the thing being numbered as a naat and man'ut. So if the thing that's being numbered, kitab, is masculine, you say kitabun, wahidun. If it's feminine, you say shajaratun wahidatun with tarmabuta on the number wahida. Okay, masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine. As far as 1 and 2. The rest of the numbers, the adad is opposite the ma'adud and then idhafa. The ma'adud is mudhafun ilayhi majroor and it's also plural jam. Okay, let's go to exercise number 3. That's what we left off at. Exercise number 3. On page 111. Exercise number 3. Tamreen al-thalith. Ajib. An al-as'ilati al-atiyati musta'amilan. Using al-adad al-madhkur bayn al-qawsain. Using the number that is mentioned between the brackets or between the parentheses. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyah. Answer the following questions. Musta'amilan. Using the number, al-adad al-madhkur, the number that is mentioned, bayn al-qawsain. At the end of the line, you see a number on the end of the left-hand side of the page. That number is the number you have to use to answer the question. Okay? Answer the question, but using the number that is given. Alright, number 1. Yes, if you like. Naam, kam akhan laka, meaning? How many brothers do you have? Notice that the tamyiz of kam, the word that comes after kam, kam is a question word, the noun that comes after it, the thing that you're asking about, is always singular, mansoob. Mufrad mansoob. Kam akhan, how many brothers? Even though akh is singular, but it means in English brothers. How many brothers do you have? But you have to use the singular form after kam. Naam, kam akhan laka. Answer us with six. You want to answer with six, the number six. Li? Kam akhan laka? Li? Li sittatu akhawa. Akh. The plural of akh is akhawati? Ikhwa. Huh? No, with six. You have to answer with six. The first one is akh. Kam akhan laka. Huh? I don't have any ya hamid. Page 111. Exercise number 3. Good? Taib. You got something different on that page? Yeah, you're on the wrong page. Good, let me see the beginning of the lesson. Should be on lesson 20. Right here. Yes. No problem. Fayyib, come akhan laka again, give us the answer. Li sittatu ikhwatin. Sittatu ikhwatin. Plural of akh is ikhwa. Sittatu ikhwatin. Sittatu is a feminine number because akh is masculine. Sittatu ikhwatin. Naam, number two. Ukhtan. Kam ukhtan laka. Say first, kam ukhtan laka. What does it mean? How many sisters do you have? Okay, answer. Li khamsu akhawatin. Khamsu akhawatin. Khamsu is masculine because akhawat is feminine. I have five sisters. Number three. Kam bakaratin. Fil haqli. Kam bakaratin fil haqli. What does this mean? How many cows are in the field? Naam. Fil haqli, in the field.
Fil haqli.
Uh-huh. Okay, remember, baqara is feminine, so the number has to be masculine without tarmabuta. Ashru. Okay, what's the plural of baqara? Feminine sound plural. Baqarat. Baqarat. Naam. Ashru baqaratin. Ashru baqaratin. Naam. Fil haqli. Naam, fil haqli ashru baqaratin. Number four. Naam, kam talibatan jadidatan fil fasli. Meaning? How many new female students are in the class? Naam.
Fil fasli
He said, طيب. He said,
في فصلي
تسع طالبات What's the plural of جديد? جدد جدد نعم في الفصل تسع طالبات جدد نعم بجدد because جدد is used for masculine and feminine plural نعم جدد is used for masculine and feminine For sound, from عقل, عقل. If it's غير عقل, it's different. But for عقل, use جدد. Now, next one.
كم طالبات عقل طالبات جديد علم.
Next one.
كم طالبات في مستقى
مستشفى
مستشفى
الولادة
الولادة
نعم كم طبيبة قم طبيبة في المستشفى الولادة What does it mean? كم طبيبة Anyone? How many female doctors? Are in the maternity hospital في المستشفى مستشفى is hospital الولادة means childbirth, maternity hospital, مستشفى الولادة, the hospital for childbirth, maternity hospital. كم طبيبة, how many female doctors are in the maternity hospital? نعم, you have to use the number 8. في مستشفى الولادة, in the maternity hospital? Yeah, in the maternity hospital are 8 female doctors. طبيب طبيبات نعم كم طبيبة في المستشفى الولادة في مستشفى الولادة ثمان ها
ثمانية
the, we say طبيبة is feminine so the number has to be masculine What's the masculine of ثمانية too? ثماني والسكون ثماني طبيبات Okay, remember We're talking about طبيبة, right? طبيبة is feminine That means that the number has to be masculine The masculine number for ثمانية is ثماني Alright, so في مستشفى الولادة ثماني طبيبات Next one نعم نعم كم حافلة في الجامعة What does it mean? حافلة What's حافلة? How many buses are in the جامعة? How many buses are in the جامعة? What's جامعة? University How many buses are in the university? نعم ستة
في ستة
طيب the beginning of the answer should be how many buses are in the Jamia the beginning of the answer should be in the Jamia في الجامعية okay we want to use the word حافلة the plural of حافلة is what حافلات is feminine so the number has to be masculine right so what's the masculine of ستتو ستو 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 حافلات في الجامعة ستو حافلات في الجامعة ست حافلات. Alright, next one. Again? Is it abanain? Singular. Singular. It's always going to be mufrad mansub.
What?
Ibnain. What's the singular of abna?
Ibn.
Kam ibnan.
Ibnan. Okay.
Now.
Yeah,
kam ibnan.
Kam ibnan.
Naam. What does it mean? Kam ibnan laka. How many sons do you have? Naam.
Li
He said arba'atu abna'in. Okay, the plural of ibn is abna. Abna is masculine, so the number has to be feminine. Arba'atu abna'in. Next one. Kam banatan. Banatan is plural. The tamyiz of kam is always singular. Is mufrad mansub. Read it again, the question. Should it be kam banatan or what? Kam binten. The word after kam always is singular mansub. Kam binten. Kam binten laka. Naam. What means? How many daughters do you have? The answer is going to be 7. Li sab'u banatin. Sab'u banatin. Li sab'u banatin. Banatin is the plural of bint. Banatin is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Sab'u. Sab'u banatin. Next one. Baladika. Kam jamiatan fi baladika. Balad, baladika. Fi baladika. What does it mean? Kam jamiatan fi baladika.
How many universities in your town?
How many universities in your town, your city, in your country? Nam. Not Li, we're not asking you how many you have. We're asking how many are in fi.
Yeah.
Fi.
في بلدي
في بلد في بلدي in my country there are 3
جامعات في بلدي.
Now you have to start with في بلدي though.
I mean
في بلدي
في بلدي
نعم
ثلاث جامعات.
Good. في بلدي ثلاث جامعات. Jamiat is the plural of jamia. It's feminine. Jamiat. It's feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Thalathu. Thalathu. Fi baladi thalathu jamiatin. Jamiat. Jamiat. The ma'adud is always plural majrur. Jamiat. Okay, next one. Kam kitaban indaka. Notice that the tamyiz of kam, the word after kam, is always singular, mufrad, mansub, accusative, singular, accusative. Kam kitaban indaka. What does it mean? How many books do you have? Naam. It's going to be 8 books, right? Naam. Indi. Remember, look at the question. Kam kitaban indaka. Indi. Naam. Okay, kitab is masculine, so the number is going to be what? Feminine. What's the feminine number for 8? Thamaniyatu. Thamaniyatu. Indi, thamaniyatu. The ma'adud is always going to be plural. Majroor. Kutubin. Kutubin. Thamaniyatu kutubin. Indaka. Kam kitaban indaka. Indi. Thamaniyatu kutubin. Thamaniyatu. Feminine number. كتب masculine معدود. Remember opposite. عدد معدود. Opposite. And the معدود is always plural مجرور. So in the question, كتاب is singular. But in the answer, the معدود has to be plural. طيب next page 112. Page 112. Exercise number 4. التمرين الرابع. التمرين الرابع. The fourth. الرابع. The fourth exercise. اقرأ الجملة الآتية. Read the following sentences. جمل is the plural of what? جملة. الجملة. It's plural. الجمل. اقرأ الجملة الآتية. Why am I saying اقرأ الجملة? Why is it الجملة? مفعول به. It's the مفعول به of اقرا, of the verb اقرا. اقرا الجملة الآتية واكتبها. Read the following sentence and write them. مع كتابة الأعداد الواردة فيها بالحروف. مع كتابة. Write them while writing the أعداد. The numbers. Adad is the plural of adad. While writing the numbers, the figures. Al-warida. The figures that have been mentioned in these sentences, write them bil-huruf. Don't write them as numerals. Write them as words. Bil-huruf, with letters, not numerals. We wrote numerals on here, right? The adad that are mentioned here are numerals. We want you to write them bil-huruf, as words. Alright? Understand? Read the following sentences and then write them. But this time we want you to write the numerals, write them as words. Okay, whose turn is it? Okay, Ibrahim. Li arba'atu ikhwatin wa thalathu akhawatin. Arba'atu feminine number, ikhwatun, ikhwatin, masculine, ma'adud. Thalathu, masculine number, akhawatin, feminine, ma'adud. Naam, number two.
Muhammadun, Muhammadun, Muhammadun,
Abnain,
Abnain, wa.
ثماني بنات. نعم. محمد له خمسة أبناء. خمسة أبناء. أبناء is masculine. Number is feminine. خمسة أبناء وثماني بنات. بنات is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. ثماني. خمسة feminine number أبناء. ثماني masculine number بنات. Muhammad has five sons and eight daughters. Number three. عشرة. كتب. كتبين. سبع. مجلات. نعم. عندي عشرة كتب. عشرة كتب وسبع مجلات. عشرة كتب. كتب is masculine, so use feminine number. عشرة وسبع مجلات. مجلات is feminine, so use a masculine number. سبع مجلات. What does it mean? I have 10 books and 7 magazines. Number 4, Ahmed. جيد. في المستشفى تسع masculine number. تسع طبيبات وست two, masculine number, mumarridatin. Masculine numbers with feminine ma'dud. Tis'u tabibat wa sittu mumarridat. Number five. طيب عندي the number أربعة is describing قمصان. قمصان is what is the singular of قمصان? قميص. قميص is masculine and feminine. So the number should be what? Feminine. Good. So it should be what? عندي أربعة قمصان. قمصان what? What's the vowel in the end of قمصان? Huh? قمصان is ممنوع من الصرف. So it will be قمصانة. It's ممنوع من الصرف. Doesn't take تنوين, doesn't take كسرة. قمصانة. Make a note. قمصانة is ممنوع من الصرف. عندي أربعة قمصانة. It's ممنوع من الصرف. Doesn't take تنوين, doesn't take كسرة. Number six. دو كريم. Come abwab, come abwab. How many? You need a four. Naham. Arba'atu abwabin. Li hadhihi sayyarati. Arba'atu abwabin. Meaning? This car has four doors. Arba'atu abwabin. Arba'atu is a feminine number because abwab is the plural of bab, which is masculine. Number seven.
Fi hadhihi kalimati khamsu
haruf. Type huruf. Huruf is the plural of what?
Harf.
Harf is masculine and feminine. Masculine, so the number has to be what? Feminine. خمسة. خمسة حروف. في هذه الكلمة خمسة حروف. Feminine number. خمسة حروف. What does it mean? Huh? In this word, there are five letters. There are five letters. This word is composed of five letters. Number eight.
في مدرستنا
مدرساتنا ثماني مدرسات. ثماني is masculine because مدرسة is feminine. The plural of مدرسة, مدرسات. ثماني مدرسات. What does it mean?
In our school are eight female teachers.
Number nine. All right, it's okay. Let somebody else go.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Bilal. No problem. Now, Bilal. Number nine. Fi baytina. Asharatu. Rijalin. وأشرو
نساء.
نعم في بيتنا عشرة رجال وعشر نساء. أحمد. نمبر 10.
ذهب أبي إلى الرياض قبل ثلاثة أيام.
قبل. Remember the word قبل and بعد. The word after is always مجرور. قبل ثلاثة أيام ذهب أبي إلى الرياض
قبل ثلاثة أيام. ثلاثة is feminine because أيام is plural of يوم which is masculine. What is the meaning? After?
Before 3 days.
Yani 3 days ago. My father went to Riyadh 3 days ago. And the sentence before that, what does it mean? في بيتنا عشرة رجال وعشر نساء. What does it mean? In our house are 10 men and 10 women. Okay, exercise number 5. This is the last exercise. We're going to stop here. Exercise number 5. التمرين الخامس. اكتب الأعداد من ثلاثة أعداد من ثلاثة إلى عشرة واجعل كلا من الكلمات الآتية معدودا له. Write the numbers from 3 to 10 and make each one of the words that follow a ma'adud. Make each one of the words that we have listed as a ma'adud for the numbers from 3 to 10. Okay, whose turn is it? Here? Okay, 3. 3 cars, 4 sisters. ثلاث سيارات. ثلاث سيارات plural مجرور. نعم. 4.
أربع أخوات.
أربع أخوات. أربع masculine number. أخوات feminine. نعم. 5 female students. خمس طالبات. بلو مجرور. خمس طالبات. نعم. إبراهيم.
ست مجلات.
نعم. 7 daughters. سبع نعم سبع بنات. نعم 8 watches. ساعات مجرور. نعم 8 ساعات. Go back to 3 cars. ثلاث سيارات. ثلاث سيارات. Okay, as far as the new words, we already went over them. المجلة. المجلة means what? Magazine. Its plural is مجلات. الحرف means what? A letter of the alphabet, and its plural is حروف. إندونيسيا is what? Indonesia. الكلمة means the word. It's plural is kalimat. This is the end of the lesson. Inshallah, if I don't send you a homework assignment, your homework assignment is to write out the exercise we did in class today. And please review the numbers with masculine ma'adud and feminine ma'adud. These two lessons, please review these numbers. Review them over and over and over again. The numbers are going to be a problem if you don't learn them well from the beginning. Because the next set of numbers is going to have different rules. Okay, from 11 to 99. And 100 and 1,000 have different rules. Okay, so we're going to have 3 different sets of rules. Or really 4. But the first set is easy. That's 1 and 2. But the rest of the numbers after that, we have 3 different sets of numbers. The adud and the ma'adud have different relations in each set of numbers. And you have to memorize them. So memorize this well before we go to another set of numbers in book 2. Okay, also, review the next lesson. The next lesson is a test lesson. Lesson 21 is a test. So, try to prepare yourself for it. Read it at least 2 or 3 times. If you read it 10 times, that would be fine. If you write it out, that would be excellent. And if you listen to the dialogue a few times, that would be excellent. So we come to class next week, inshallah. Bring me lesson number 21, the test lesson, written out. Write it out. Bring it in writing to class next week. Write out lesson 21, bring it to class, and we're going to have a test on it. But I'm giving you a chance to prepare for the test by reading it in advance, writing it out in advance, and then just come to class ready to explain it. طيب جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك.